When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
Do not go gentle into that good night.
Poetry, I feel, is a tyrannical discipline.
I was trying to tell a story.
The book came to me in a sort of a haze.
This is how to write a good short story.
No hope, just booze and madness.
Everyone in the world has gone to bed one night or another with fear.
I saw the best minds of my generation destroyed by madness.
Now, lend me your ears.
Hello, and welcome to Literati, a podcast about books and the idiots who write them. We're your hosts, Colin and Michael. I'm Colin, the shy heartthrob.
And I'm Michael, the Jew. Now, we always like to start the podcast by checking in with each other to see what the latest and greatest books we've read have been. Colin, how about it? Read any good books recently?
Me? No. Way too busy. How about you?
What do I look like, a king? No, I don't have time to read. I work for a living.
Same. And when I get home at night, it's rubbing alcohol and binging popular TV shows until I pass out.
Hey, I hear you, man. Same for me, except I prefer fine wine to rubbing alcohol and binging French film instead of popular TV show.
To each their own.
C'est la vie.
What did you call me?
Oh, it's a... If you've seen one of the French films, you'd know it's what they say, c'est la vie. Okay. It means... Que sera, sera.
Okay.
Anyway, sorry. Just because we don't have time to read doesn't mean we aren't literary geniuses. I mean, do you think Gordon Ramsay has time to eat food with all the yelling he's doing?
If you want proof that we're qualified, how about this? I am a syndicated contributing op-ed columnist in Choo Choo Magazine, the number one magazine for model train enthusiasts and children in the Northeast.
Wow, that's very impressive.
Thank you.
And I'm a visiting professor of comparative linguistics at Columbia.
You are?
Oh, whoops, I'm sorry, I misspoke. I'm visiting a professor of comparative linguistics at Columbia.
But one thing that doesn't make a ton of sense is why we aren't more famous in the publishing world.
Hey, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we're both clearly geniuses. We have huge vocabularies, and we've both written huge amounts of unpublished work.
It really grinds my beans. Now, what does a person have to do to get published in this town? Have talent or a unique perspective?
Ah.
It's impossible. If you're going through the normal channels.
That's true. Maybe writing a book isn't exactly your thing, but what about something called a comic book?
Oh, you mean like Jerry Seinfeld's hit bestseller, Sign Language? I think it's already been written, Colin, you fucking idiot.
Michael, no. I mean a comic book. The storytelling medium that uses pictures and words to tell a story, like Batman or Spider-Man or Wonder Woman.
Oh, yeah. Now I remember. In fact, depending on when we release this episode, it might even be Comic Con, meaning this is a very topical and very viral piece.
Oh, man, I sure hope this comes out in time to be topical.
Well, I think we're either going to be right on it or way past it.
Well, if we didn't time it out right, then, I don't know, remember last month when it was Comic Con? Nostalgia, that's cool, right?
Yeah, you guys love nostalgia.
Yeah.
So, Colin, you're saying that comic books are just shorter than novels with more pictures? Sounds easy.
It definitely is.
Good.
And to prove how easy it is to write a comic book, here are a bunch of amazing ideas for brand new comics that Michael and I came up with.
Okay, get ready for these. X-Men. It's a series about a bunch of gifted youngsters who recently got broken up with, and now all these exes are living together in a big mansion and exploring their powers, like crying loudly and solitude.
Aye, that sounds great.
It is, maybe.
Here's another one. the amazing guy. This guy is so amazing. It's just bonkers. He has friends. He holds down a job. You're gonna love this guy.
And there are pictures.
And there's pictures.
Now
pictures
I'm on board.
Pictures of him at his job, holding it down. Pictures of his friends, which he has. Oh, so many pictures.
I'm gonna love this guy. Next one, Catwoman. This is a comic book about the woman who lives in my building and has at least 12 cats. They scream all the time. Something is not right with that situation. There's got to be a story there.
There has to be.
I'm thinking about renaming it Cat Lady.
Oh, okay. That's
a
little more dignified,
yeah.
Which maybe she deserves, maybe she doesn't.
Well, we'll find out.
Yep. Here's another one, Watchmen. This is a sure-to-be hit series about a group of perverts who watch men. They're like Peeping Toms. Little freaks.
Oh, I'm interested.
Yeah.
I'd love to watch them watch men. Who watches the Watchmen watch men?
Yeah, who watches the Watchmen watch men? Exactly.
There's another really good one. The Incredible Sulk. This is a book about my stepdad and how he sulks all the time because his life sucks. Well, then maybe you shouldn't have become a podiatrist and married my dumbass mom.
I like how some are plays on words and then some are just titles of other comic books.
See? It's easy.
Here's another one. The Fantastic 14. Now, this is a series about 14 people who get shot up into space and come back with a lot of unique powers. But then they realize that it's just about impossible for 14 people to sync up their schedules, so they just go their separate ways.
Okay, now those were our really good thought-out ones. Here are some quick ones.
Yeah, hold on to your butts.
Bug Boy. This is a boy made out of bugs.
Tiny Lady. Woman who's so small.
Integrated Marketing Man. Powerful guy sponsored by Windex.
Upside Down Guy. Who knows which way this guy's facing?
And finally, Slipknot the Band. That one's pretty self-explanatory.
Pretty self-explanatory.
Imagine a book of that.
Scary.
With pictures.
Yeah.
Well, that's enough really good comic book ideas. Now we have somebody who books quite a lot of gigs because he's a comic. We're so excited to have him here. He's a friend of ours. He's actually in the Forever Dog Network.
We are over the moon to have him with us. He's going to be reading his graduation speech he gave at Roxbury High School in Roxbury, New Jersey recently. Please welcome to the program, Brett Davis.
How's it going?
Not bad.
Hi, Brett.
How's it going?
Thank you so much for having me.
It's really nice to have
absolutely,
you on.
Absolutely.
It's an honor.
We had such a great time being on the podcast for Laundry. It was really a delight.
Thank you so much for doing it. Yeah. Please check it out. It's a fun hour of audio-based comedy with a lot of fun sound effects.
For the listeners, I guess we should specify that's what we do. If you're wondering why there are no images that are going along with these words, it's audio-based comedy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I'm guessing that's just been pretty confusing for a lot of our listeners who are like, where are the pictures? Where are the
images?
What
do I look at? Well, you can look at whatever you want.
Yeah.
I would think that your audience would probably understand this concept because it seems like they're probably voracious readers.
Ooh.
If they're listening to
that. We actually just did a focus group and 97% of our listening base is vagrants.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well,
But enough about us, Brett. We are so excited to have you on. Now, I got a question. Is this reading today going to be about laundry?
No. This is actually a speech. I just want to correct you.
I actually
haven't given this speech yet.
Sorry.
It's kind of unfortunate. I was scheduled to give the speech. I was even on my way. And then I had a really terrible accident. I don't want to get into it.
We won't pry.
Yeah.
If you don't want us to. But it was supposed to be at Roxbury High School in Roxbury, New Jersey, where you attended.
Yes.
Okay.
So you were going to be returning to your alma mater and giving the graduation.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
that's amazing.
It is amazing.
So I was pretty upset in the moment. I mean, of course, I had some injuries and stuff, but I really just felt like, oh, this was going to be my moment to go back to my school and it's just sort of like a victory lap,
Yeah,
totally.
Of course.
I mean, you must be like the most famous person to come out of that.
No, I
institution.
Mean, it's a school that's had a lot of successful people come from it.
So it's an even more of an honor to be asked to come.
Yeah, but they have these speakers every year, and I think they found a perfectly suitable replacement. But I really wanted to just talk to these people, so I'm going to actually give a speech at the beginning of the school year to all the incoming students, freshmen. Perhaps everybody else that goes to that school too.
Well, that's great. Then it sort of worked out in the end. Mm-hmm. You know, you get a second shot at giving your, I guess, what it would. It's not a graduation speech. I guess what would you call it?
It's like a welcoming speech.
It's
sort of a welcome speech. Yeah, okay. I'm really just honored that they are making an exception for me. I think it's because of the nature of the accident and
with
stuff.
The accident that you got all those injuries from that you don't want to talk about.
I wouldn't even say all those injuries. It was like mainly two main injuries.
Okay. You don't look the best. I've seen you. It definitely seems like
We also don't need to.
We don't need to talk about it. I mean, you came here. I hope everything's okay. Hope
again, a lot of it's.
I hate to be that person who's like, you look tired, but you know, that's not what.
They're internal, so I haven't been eating. I'm just my diet is a little different, and then I'm wearing a hat right now. But if you could look, I've got this crazy dent in my head now. So I'm always gonna wear that. That's less of a dent, that's like a gash.
Oh wow.
It's a gash.
Very deep. I think I can see brain.
Can I guide your finger onto it?
Sure.
Don't press too hard.
Just take both of our fingers.
You see, it's soft. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna get a plate inserted in there.
Okay.
But until then, I just
gotta be careful.
Yeah.
I just have to be careful. There's like some sort of membrane that needs to heal, or else my brain's gonna have permanent damage.
I
don't want that.
Well, I mean,
your brain is your livelihood. I mean, the stuff that goes on in there.
Oh,
if anything, maybe
it's
good to have this little gash to let some of the crazy out.
Mm-hmm. But either way, we are so excited to have you here. And if you would please
grace us, take
it away, Brett Davis, reading his. Graduation speech, what would have been his graduation speech.
Yeah, and I want to preface that, again, this maybe wouldn't be what the speech would have been, because in the accident, I lost the actual...
I procrastinated, still working on it, handwriting it.
And then after the accident, I couldn't really remember a lot of things, so I just kind of rewrote it based on what I could piece together from...
This will be the welcoming speech to next year's students at Roxbury High School.
It could be. I want to take your input and make some revisions and stuff. But yeah,
great. That's even
more
exciting.
I'm gonna stop trying to tell the audience what this
is. Just sit back and
enjoy. It's like going into a movie with no previews.
Yeah. So when you're ready, please take it away.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to speak a bit more stentorian than my normal speaking voice. So
whatever makes you feel comfortable.
Kind of perform it.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen of the class of 2019, wear G-strings. The benefits of wearing G-strings outweigh the negatives. Experts agree, while preventing the dreaded visible panty line, you'll feel cooler in warm weather. You'll feel like you're wearing nothing at all while being more hygienic, and it will be your sexy little secret. That is, of course, unless you choose to share it with someone with whom you're comfortable. This piece of advice applies to any gender, though use in moderation. Any other information I can provide to you has no basis other than my own meandering experience. I will dispense this advice now. Enjoy the power and beauty of your youth. One day you will hit an age where people will react in an unkind manner when you walk around publicly in a G-string. Pre-sign your blank checks. Respect your elders. Absorb their wisdom. Especially mine. Especially the stuff about G-strings. Here are other painful lessons I've learned throughout my life. If you feel sad, fake a smile. Regardless of what hardships you may be dealing with, pretending to be happy will prevent further shame. If someone, especially someone you love, tells you to lose weight, maybe you should take their advice, you sloppy little pig. You'll look better in a G-string. Floss. Listen to your partner. They may give you clues to them leaving you, like, say, being weirdly judgy when you lick the ground beef off the lid of a dog food can. Never let your partner scrape away your booger wall. You worked hard on that. If someone is judgmental about your sex toys, just ask them. Do you think God has sex with the angels? Or is it more likely that God has a big golden dildo? Twerk. Dog food lid spelled backwards is dildo of God. If a brothel owner says they'll satisfy any desire, they don't mean any desire. If we came from monkeys, then why can't we come from monkeys? Those are unrelated thoughts. Maybe you'll get married, maybe you won't. Maybe you'll have children, maybe you won't. Maybe you'll admit to zoophilia on a public exchange to a group of unkind strangers while trying to deliver a poignant speech. Whip. Nay, nay. Poppycock. A fun word that means nonsense. A not so fun way to playfully describe your weird genitalia to a potential partner. Urinate. At least once a day. Even if it scares you. Even if it hurts your little poppycock. Don't hang around playgrounds unless you're a pervert. Parent. Fuck! Sorry. Do not remove your own ribs, even if you want to suck your own poppycock. It will ruin your balance, and when you get startled, you'll spin around and tip over like Buzz Lightyear. This is still unrelated, but if you're trying to get close to a monkey, for whatever reason, be aware of their hands, or you might end up like that woman who went on Oprah because she got her face ripped off. You can get anything on the dark web. And I mean anything. Slide to the left. Slide to the right. Double back now, y'all. Freeze! Monkeys may look good in skimpy lingerie, but getting it on them is a real chore. Monkey wives can be even less appreciative of a romantic gesture than a cold human partner. Think about this before you make a commitment. Monkey wives will not judge you for eating dog food. Even if your wife is a monkey, you'll still feel a tinge of shame when you go to the brothel. Someday, somehow, someone may try to take away your monkey wife. Kill them. The Thai government can be your best friend, or your worst enemy. The only flag worth pledging your allegiance to is your own freak flag. Hold for applause. And if you don't take any of this advice that I'm dispensing you today, then above all else, wear G-strings. Thank you.
Wow. And one more time, hold for applause.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Oh,
fantastic. Brett Davis, thank you so much.
Thank you. Yeah.
I just gotta ask. High school, you're going to be reading this at a high school?
Yes, okay. My alma mater, Roxbury High School, Roxbury, New Jersey. Go Gales.
Okay.
Okay. So, okay.
I think, can I just address what I think is the...
Please, yeah.
Immediate concern.
Yeah.
So the phrase ladies and gentlemen seems a bit like it's out of time. It's like just saying, oh, hey, you know, they're either ladies or they're gentlemen. And I think there needs to be a broader version of that because I don't want to feel...
I don't think that's going to be a huge deal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's, you know, colloquial. People understand. You could just say to everyone gathered. Maybe that would be my pitch.
The simple solution there.
Thank you. I'm gonna write that down.
Do you need a pen or?
Yeah.
I've been picking at my finger, so I'm just gonna use some of the blood.
Oh, okay.
I have a pen right here.
Well, I don't want to get the ink in my wound.
Oh, you've already opened the wound. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's a lot. Heavy flow.
I think.
Well, because with some of the internal injuries, there's just blood kind of flowing.
Right.
All sorts of places.
It's not really clotting or.
I mean, every time I pee, there's more blood.
Oh wow. God. Okay.
No, this was a bad time for me to email my whole family saying, hey, check out the podcast.
Yeah.
It's been gaining traction.
Does it still have the undo option? Or
no,
it's long gone?
I sent it yesterday, so all going to be. That's okay. I mean, they're going to love it. They're going to see the literary quality and the nature. And I mean, clearly this is very well written. And I think most of our readings do not have a musical accompaniment. So I got to say, like, that was very impactful.
Thank you.
I don't know how you got that to play.
I had to listen to it 1,000 times to time it out right.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's, I mean, we appreciate the effort.
Because my brain works a little slower now.
Sure, of course. So this was not the original speech that you were going to give before the accident.
That's exactly what I was going to ask.
Okay, yeah. So I initially had another speech, and what was on it, I honestly can't remember. When I came to, I kept asking, like, my birthday plans. And my birthday's in March.
Uh-huh.
I honestly, it's a bit of a blur, but all I could remember was, you know, March, and then, you know, fast forward, this is June we're talking about.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and for the listeners, we hate to date the podcast, but Spider-Man Far From Home just came out. So, you know, we're in mid-July now when people are hearing.
Yeah. Don't worry. I caught up on Endgame. I caught up on Far From Home.
Crazy what some of these comic book characters are doing, but enough about that. You were asking about your birthday plans?
Or this was about a birthday that already happened that you were trying to recall?
I was going to take a trip overseas for my birthday.
Oh, and anywhere in particular?
Thailand. And I must have taken the trip already.
Sure.
Like, in hindsight, I just don't remember it.
Okay.
So I was asking, like, hey, like, we should, like, cancel the flight. You know, we should take care of, like, you know, my wife at home. So,
So this is a flight that's about to happen, or
the trip.
You were thinking about it as if it was in the future, but it seems like it was in the past. Yes. In your brain, it was like a memento sort of situation.
Yeah, my brain has just chopped out the past several months.
Do you remember anything from your trip to Thailand?
No.
You know what? I hate to pry, and I have so many questions. Again, this is a literary podcast. We want to talk about writing. We want to talk about the jokes you write. I know you've been headlining at the Cellar a lot, and we want to talk about the difference between writing jokes for there versus at, like, a Union
And we
Hall.
Will get into that, but
I I noticed a line in the speech near the end that said the Thai government can be your best friend or worst enemy or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you think that has to do with your trip?
I mean, there must be a correlation there.
I know that sometimes, like, don't they use music or things tied, like, things tied to, like, differently?
Sensory.
Yes, it gets the brain working in different ways. You can sort of recall things. So I don't know.
If you study for the SATs high, you should take the SATs high.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if maybe in listening to this track and trying to write this graduation speech or a welcome speech now, if maybe you feel like you might have been recalling some memories that maybe you had on that trip to Thailand, or
gosh, I would I'd wager to bet that there's something to that. Yeah,
something there. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know what, I guess that leads right into my first question, which is to kind of talk us through your writing process. I guess I'm interested in, you know, Brett Davis sits down at his typewriter or his MacBook Air and he starts to write. What kind of gets those juices flowing?
Well, the juices flowing is a touchy subject because I currently have a lot of juices flowing through my body. You know,
and out of your body. You are leaking, by the way. I don't know where the leak is coming from, but it is.
Do you have a hoodie or something I could just...
You want to use my hoodie?
Yeah.
That's the one that's your new Supreme hoodie you just got. You stood out line.
I guess there's nothing.
The
we don't have, like, paper towel. I mean, yeah, you can use my hoodie.
Okay. Sorry.
Just really one quick look around the room. Paper towels. We don't see any.
Colin, he's on a white
shag
carpet.
All right. Okay. Yeah, just take my hoodie.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It fits nice.
Yeah. Wow, I could get used to this. Don't worry. You'll get it back. Don't worry.
Let's take a quick set before we keep recording. Mm-hmm. Do you want like a glass of water? Do you want to go to the bathroom or anything?
No,
you
came water in makes here me and vomit. And the bathroom, every time I go to the bathroom, I feel like this could be my last trip to the bathroom because
stuff is bad.
The blood loss that, just imagine what comes out when you have a bowel
movement.
Please
don't finish that sentence. I guess what I'd say is, without suggesting, is there anything we can do? Maybe we just find a different time for this?
No, I'm doing great.
You don't want to like have the surgery to get the metal plate in the head and maybe sort out some of these internal injuries and then come back later and we can do this and maybe you just buy me another Supreme shirt, you know, when you have the chance. No rush, but you know, I was looking forward to wear it. No?
So I guess full disclosure, the doctor said I should put the metal plate in immediately.
Uh-huh. Said you should?
They should. Oh, I'm not, okay, this is not going to be a...
That's not an at home. Yeah. You don't wiki that.
Yeah. So this is... I was overseas when I was hospitalized. So
this happened in Thailand?
You can only assume
I was in Guam.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
And
not totally sure. No. Okay.
Yeah. So I was I was like, I don't want this guy to mess with my brain. And he's like, well, you know, the operation, there is a chance of permanent brain damage. So I said, well, let's hold off on that. And let me just get some of the, you know, let me just get to this speech.
Right.
Because it's so important
like
to me.
All eyes on the
you
prize.
Are on your way from Guam to Roxbury, New Jersey to give the speech.
Again, the timeline's real fuzzy.
Okay.
This speech was something that we set up, you know, way back in the fall. So,
sure, yeah.
Waking up in Guam was like, okay, well, this is fine because I still have many months till the speech, and then I was still told, I'm like missing it because I'm dealing with this thing.
What's Guam like? I've never been.
It's nicer than you'd expect.
Okay.
In some places.
Yeah.
And then a lot worse than you'd ever expect in many other places.
Oh, wow.
Gotcha. Yeah.
I would love to travel more, but I whenever I get out of the city, I get nervous. Colin was recently in the U.S. Virgin Islands.
Yeah. I went to, pretty much any island I go to is the Virgin Island. We have established on this podcast that I am a virgin. So I was just on Martha's Vineyard, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
He calls it.
I call it the Virgin Island.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
And did you have fun?
No, not that much fun.
So, Brett, when you sit down, when you sit down to write, what gets the creative ideas flowing?
And again, I hate to use the word flowing because of your...
I was trying to avoid juices.
Yeah, gotcha.
So, I've been thinking a lot about just different writing styles. Mm. You know, there were some writers, especially like in the 20th century, like mid-20th century, that would, their writing style, they would like put words down on paper and kind of like shuffle them around and see what would come out. I'm not,
like Naked Lunch?
Yeah, like something like that. So I've got a similar...
Hey, if you want a Naked Lunch, come over to my house around noon. I'm eating Chipotle in my boxers.
It is disgusting.
Yeah, well, sorry. I'm the king of the castle, and I'm going to dine how I want.
Hey, again, let your freak flag fly.
Thank you. Yeah, that line really resonated with me.
Thanks. So yeah, what I do is I kind of have a shortcut to that where if I just kind of play around with this gash you called it in my head, different thoughts will come out. So I'll just kind of...
Different thoughts will come out.
Yeah, so I'll kind of just like finger the hole a little bit.
You don't have to show us. You don't have to show... We understand. You don't have to show when you describe it. Yeah, so you finger the... Mm-hmm.
Finger the hole.
And it's almost like I'm activating different synapses in my brain and stuff.
Oh,
God.
Don't lick each one of your fingers after you do that?
Well, they were all bloody.
Okay, so I feel like I've seen this in sci-fi movies where scientists will poke a part of the brain and that'll make the person's leg kick or whatever. Mm. So you're saying that you're able to physically manipulate the creative cortexes within your brain to produce thoughts unique enough to help you with writing?
I'm not a scientist, but it seemed to work.
I mean, if it's working, I got to say that the meter of your writing fit perfectly.
Yeah.
I've heard a lot of your writing before, and nothing has really felt as present as this did. It
Thank
felt
you.
Like it
yeah.
was a clear... Whose phone was that? Somebody's phone went off. Was it Andrew's, our producer? Andrew's not always here, so we're figuring it out. Do we know whose phone went off? Because this is a podcast recording.
Not my phone.
Only here once every couple of weeks.
I lost my phone in Thailand, so.
Fucking hell. Your writing had a real purpose that I feel like the speaker was so sure of every line. And I don't think we don't always get that with a lot of modern writing where I walked over here. I met this person. Maybe I'm an anarchist. I don't know.
None of it felt like a metaphor.
Mm-hmm. No.
It felt like this was a lived experience. I mean, it's a graduation speech where you're giving advice, which the premise of those is usually you're giving advice that you yourself have lived.
Or wish you had had.
Yeah.
So, for instance, I talk a lot about G-strings. And let me just show you what I'm working with right now.
Oh, my God.
So,
okay. Oh, there's welts all over your body.
Well, this is from all the blood that's floating around.
You look like the old woman in The Shining.
Okay. All right. Let's be
don't
nice.
Body shame.
Let's be
okay.
nice here.
Okay. I'm sorry. That was just immediately what came to mind.
No. Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty much naked. You know.
Yeah.
I'm just got this little pouch here that's concealing.
Yeah.
Okay. So
barely concealing my penis.
You're a little more covered up since you put on my Supreme sweatshirt, but it was white. It is pretty much all red right now. Like
again, the blood's coming out of. I'm sweating the blood.
Oh,
coming out of your pores?
I guess so. It's in the skin.
You gotta get this plate put in. Colin, we gotta push through because this is it. Okay, so talk us through the G-string.
I think I pretty much sum it up in the show, but I've just enjoyed the G-string. You know, it's less constricting. You know, everything hurts in my body right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can do this if I have a little accident. I'm not, you know, ruining it. It's just a piece of string that's in my anus. So
don't say in your anus. It's in the crack.
It's covering the anus,
okay.
But it's
No. I'm a boxer briefs guy. Colin, what are you? Sorry to go blue.
Wait, did you say I'm going blue?
Yeah.
Not the color.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, you're...
Cool, because that's happened before, and that's trouble.
You okay. look good for what you have going on.
Thank you.
With you. You're
Anything
welcome.
Anything I'd say, like, pallid.
Yeah.
Whiter than white.
Yeah. Well, that's, I'm getting used to this new body of mine, and I'm proud of it. That's why I've got the...
Colin, boxers or briefs or tidy whiteys?
I am a boxer boy.
All right. I mean, you gotta. It's nice to have that freedom, and especially in the summer, you kind of let the air...
Sometimes.
...do its...
Nothing at all.
...thing. This is definitely one of our more exposed podcast episodes we've had.
Yeah.
Which I guess is good for writing.
What are your thoughts on monkeys?
I love monkeys.
You do love monkeys.
They're dog people, they're cat people, and they're human people, and I'm a monkey person.
Okay, so
are you guys dog person, cat person, monkey person, human person?
Cat person.
Okay.
I'm a dog person, and I guess real quick, this is a good time to do our Milo Minute update. I have a dog named Milo. Mm-hmm. We brought him to the podcast, but I had to stop bringing him because he really hated Colin and would bark a lot as if Colin was a bad person.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, the fun update about Milo is he started seeing lightning bugs in our neighborhood and stares at them and has been trying to like chase them around, which we thought was really cute. And then he got close and he just wanted to eat them.
That's so adorable.
It's really adorable.
Have you had sex with a monkey, Brett?
Well, yeah.
Okay, I was not expecting you to admit
really...
Well,
and I'd also,
so that's not lost in the brain injury.
I wish this wasn't the first time that someone has admitted to having sex with a monkey on the podcast, but It is not. We need to talk to our booker.
Our
this
last
is
guest
seriously.
Married a horse or tried to marry a horse. Mm-hmm. Brett, that's bestiality. That is not.
Well, you guys, what's the difference between fucking a dog, fucking Milo, and then you fuck cats?
Well, no,
we
don't.
Okay, I think we got to clear this up. If I don't think the audience.
When I'm a dog person, that means I like the company of being around a dog.
Yeah.
Sexually or not sexually?
No.
Non-sexually.
Then you should have said human person.
Okay.
Well, we didn't know that. That's what. Okay. I don't think there was any confusion for our listeners, but if there was, Michael and I are not having sex with animals. I'm not having sex at all. I'm a virgin, so my hands are clean. Brett, you have sex with monkeys?
Yes.
That's.
And you have? I mean, do you have a monkey wife?
I do have a monkey wife.
Got Brett.
You can't be doing that.
Why?
Well, does your monkey wife talk to you in English?
No.
So you don't know that she wants to be married to you. And I'm beginning to look at some of these
gashes.
But
you don't know that anyone wants to be married to
you. You do. You talk to the people and you say, hey, I love you. Do you love me? And
you
they
never
say,
know yeah. for sure.
Okay. I mean, that is one of the
there's
loveless nuances.
Some people, they're not good at expressing themselves. But
communication, you can never fully know how another person feels. But at the end of the day, you're at least both entering into it with the same level of cognitive capabilities. Brett, is all your right. monkey wife attacking you?
Yeah, are some of these wounds caused
inflicted?
By the monkey?
Again, I've got this period of time that I don't quite remember.
God.
Because again, now some of the lines in this are starting to make more sense. Mm-hmm. I thought this was maybe a metaphor, some sort of Eric Andre style joke, but
okay,
it seems like it is directly saying...
I wish, but no.
Oh, gosh, I wish.
I wish.
It seems like it's chronicling the things you've done, and it's almost a cautionary tale about warning people about the dangers of a monkey attack after, I would say, being sexually inappropriate with one.
Wow. Okay. Let's rewind, because I think you made a lot of connections. I think you should give your brain a little rub, because I feel like you're drawing lines where they're not lines.
No, we're happy to. I mean, if we've made
yeah,
it,
clarify
if we, yeah,
something.
If we've made a mistake, if we've assumed something that isn't, yeah, I mean, please correct us. Yeah.
So
I hope we're wrong.
Oh God, I do.
So yeah, I did not receive these wounds from my monkey wife, if that's what you're implying.
Does she have a name?
Monkey wife.
Oh, that makes it worse. It's like, feels like it's a psychopath.
Oh, she wasn't like born with a name, you know?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, still, you'd think you'd give it a name. I don't know.
It's not mine. I'm not the owner of this monkey.
Okay, don't take the moral high ground on this with us, okay? Okay, fine. Don't name your monkey wife, or call it monkey wife.
Mm-hmm. Brett, I urge you not to read this to high schoolers. I urge you not to read this ever again. I think, Colin, we shouldn't put out this episode, because it seems like the sort of thing that would get him in a lot of trouble.
I would agree with you, Michael. It's just that we don't have a lot of episodes backlogged, and I'm going on vacation for a bit, so we have to use this one unless
I guess
we
if
go,
we took a week off, that would be the end of the world for
yeah,
us.
Yeah, it would.
Listeners would revolt.
Never, yeah. So I mean, I wish we could hold off on releasing this one, because this, I mean, this looks
we
bad
no
on
choice.
Us too.
Yeah, it looks like we didn't really ask our.
Oh,
hey.
God.
Oh, no. Oh. If he's got a brain injury, he shouldn't be asleep. Brett.
Wait, Michael, I'm just going to shake him. Hey. Oh, my hand went inside his leg.
Oh my God.
In one of the gashes.
Oh,
I didn't
I see
the
it coming
gash.
Out
oh,
the other side.
Oh, there, I didn't see the gash.
Give me your fingers.
Oh, God.
Give me your
okay,
fingers.
Here. Oh, no, don't lick them
what?
Clean. Okay. I didn't see that. Like, it was like stepping on like one of those like traps in the woods where you just think it's a bunch of leaves. Like, it didn't
and
look.
It opens
it just
up.
Opened.
It was like a
oh,
thin veneer
God.
Of skin.
I just went to shake him awake. And
yeah,
oh.
You should have went for the bone.
See if don't say go for the bone.
Get your mind out of the gutter. See if I stretch the skin, you can
God.
Very clearly
oh, no.
see where my knee bone
oh,
is.
Oh, thank God this is not a visual medium. Okay, Brett, we gotta... Okay. What's your writing process gross. Like?
Well, you know, I finger the brain.
Jesus Christ.
You know, hopefully the old ball and chain's not nagging me.
He's talking about the monkey wife.
Yeah, the monkey wife. And then I just kind of put pen to paper and all these words come out and I have to have them read back to me.
So you don't... So you write...
I've lost the ability to read, but not the ability to write.
Wow.
Okay.
And so... Are you not?
You're sort of a miracle.
It's like muscle memory, you know. So, I'm putting it out right. there, but then when I look at the page, it's almost like you know that that Instagram filter that makes your like eyes like go above, and you can turn away. Into like a Picasso painting.
Yeah,
it's sort of like that when one. I look at a bunch of words on
now,
a piece of
paper.
Now, when
someone reads back something like what you just read to us, when they read it back to you for the first time, are you not horrified? All the dog food you're eating, the monkey wife, you're
even
not...
implying that God uses a dildo. Well, that's not a terrible crime. I think it's a pretty fucked up idea.
Yeah.
Well, I use a big golden dildo.
Okay. Cool. I mean, that's honestly one of the best things you've said all
yeah.
day.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
This is
with my monkey wife.
Oh God,
oh,
Brett.
God, I don't even want to know if the monkey wife is wearing the dildo or if you're wearing the dildo on the monkey wife.
I can answer that.
No.
Oh,
no.
Please don't.
We don't want that.
Please,
Brett. I'm just gonna say what is
it's
the?
It's a double dildo.
Oh, God.
Ugh. Probably just looks like a banana to the monkey wife. Okay, so. The future of writing for Brett Davis. Obviously, you're the podcast.
I can't believe we're pressing through with it. Pressing on with
guy.
It. Yeah.
I'm trying to
I know.
Trying to
you're
rush
trying really
to the end.
Hard. Yeah.
You do the podcast for Laundry. It's so kooky.
Thank
and
you.
Then
I do want to, on that show, I'm playing a character. I do some pretty rotten things on that show. And I just want people to know if they're sampling it, especially if they're jumping into like your episode.
Oh yeah,
I'm totally playing a character.
We
on
should
that.
We right. should
this
clarify.
Is the real
that,
you.
Yeah, exactly.
Like that character's like loves laundry, and
it's kind of it's a
I
little
find
silly.
It kind of boring.
Yeah. So okay. So just to clarify for anyone listening, if you check out Brett's podcast, that's a character. If you're listening to this podcast right now, we are here with the real Brett Davis.
And also, when we were on his podcast, we were playing characters. This is the real us.
Yes
exactly.
Obviously.
Yeah.
So what are you going to write next?
Honestly,
well, you wouldn't know until someone read it back to you anyway.
Well, yeah, I though I have some cognitive abilities.
Okay.
I can plan ahead. It's hard because I did have to memorize this speech. So
oh, your tooth fell out. Okay.
Thank you.
Just clanked across the table.
It goes right back in. See?
Oh.
You know, see? I mean.
Just like fell see, out like a piece of candy.
When it falls out because your gums are soft, you get the whole root.
Yes.
So I just need to plop it back in. It's sort of like a grappling hook in there.
Ooh. Okay.
So so you have any ideas batting around the old brain there?
You know, I'd love to write a children's book.
God. Oh. Please don't.
Yeah, I don't think anybody wants that.
Okay.
Speaking of children, Colin, should we end with our famous segment, Shortest Saddest?
Oh, yeah, sure. Great.
I feel like it might be appropriate.
Okay.
So we do this all the time because we found out good podcasts have segments. And so we decided, hey, it's never too late to try and improve the podcast.
Yep.
And so far, we haven't really noticed a difference. Mm-hmm. The segment's called Shortest Saddest, and yeah. Do you know that famous short sad story, for sale, baby shoes never worn?
That is so sad.
So basically, we try to top it if we can, even sadder and even a little bit shorter if possible, but at least around 6 words.
Yeah.
Okay.
So do you want to start it off? Or?
Yeah, I can. Yeah. I can go first. Fight Club poster fell off my wall. So there we go. That's mine.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. Yeah. That's taken from a real life experience. And I at this point, I've been tacking it to the wall. The place where I put the tack is full of so many little holes. I don't think it's now made like a big kind of chunk has fallen out,
mm-hmm.
which I know. Feels appropriate.
Yeah, I know how that is.
Ugh.
So I guess I'll take a stab at this. Another podcast guest admitted to having sex with a monkey. Good God. What does this come to? That's a little long.
I'll say it's very sad.
I think I can.
You can go I'll shorter?
Just, yeah. I can't do this anymore.
Sorry, there, we go. That feels real and raw.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hard to not be offended by it.
It's just...
You're just the last straw on this fucked up camel's back.
That's fine.
I think the camel is screaming, kill me.
And
by the way, want to see my humps?
Oh, your skin is literally crawling.
Yeah. I will say that if, I mean, since my hand was already inside of your leg and it's still covered in whatever the hell this is, if you do need someone to massage your brain for this bit while you try to write, I will do that for you.
Oh. Yeah, I'd prefer if you did that. Okay. Yeah.
So I'll just... Oh God. Okay. I got it. I'm moving it around.
Okay. Well, stop.
Okay.
All right. For sale, baby shoes, never worn.
Brett, that was the sentence that we were trying to top. That was the same.
Thank you. Thank you.
No, you were supposed to add
your own. It's a true story too.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
You know, I've been,
No, don't.
Trying to have a...
No, okay.
This isn't your children's story, is it?
Well, no.
With Monkey Wife?
I feel like you're asking different questions.
Yeah, is this the children's story you're trying to write?
No, it would be for children. It's about children, in a sense, involving my monkey wife.
Oh,
and the
I'm gonna pull the plug.
Yeah, okay. we can't do this. Yeah.
And that's the end of the chapter.
Yeah. Okay. I need to go throw.
Yeah, we gotta go. Can you please? We gotta open a window in here. This room stinks like ass.
Please, can you buy me another Supreme sweatshirt? I spent a lot of money on that.
I don't have money,
Brett.
God,
you need to go to a doctor, and maybe you gotta. I think you should be. Killed. I think you should be put out of your misery.
Okay.
Or at least put out of our misery.
That's a little harsh.
No, you should be put out of our misery. Good.
Yeah.
You look like what Frankenstein wanted to be.
That seems like a good thing.
Yeah, I think I didn't really nail that. You look like what Frankenstein started as.
Hey.
Do you need a ride home?
I can't be in a car because of the bumps, so.
How are you going to get home?
I'll just kind of slither there.
God.
Okay, and we're done? Oh, man, great bit. That was really funny. I love how you just push it.
Thanks.
Oh, that was a good one, right?
Yeah, it was a good bit. Right, Brett? Please? Right? It was a bit?
Funny.
So funny.
I mean, the knee thing is not a bit, obviously.
No, okay. Well, that's your you can see there. The bone of
but
the
rest
knee.
Of it. I don't know where you come up with this stuff, man.
Yeah.
Hey, it just comes from real life.
Fuck. I was hoping that wasn't the case.
Should we end the podcast? Like, should we just not do?
Just end all
can
of
we
it?
Delete the backlog?
Or just, should we call the police? I don't know. I feel like we got to do something.
I think I'm going to go back to Massachusetts and visit my family. I think I need to just be with them for a bit and kind of remember who I am.
Yeah, I'm going to go back to my wife too.
Oh,
you got to go, man. All right, we're done.
Get
we're done.
Out of here.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.